World Sports from the BBC with Seth Bennett. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Liverpool needed penalty kicks, but they win their first piece of silverware in 6 years.
Gerrard shoots, hits it wide! Heartache for Cardiff, and Liverpool, yet again in a major final, win on penalties!
Arsenal mount an astonishing comeback to thrash Tottenham in the North London derby, and Ryan Giggs celebrates his 900th appearance for Manchester United with a goal. But we start at Wembley as Liverpool win their first piece of silverware since 2006, claiming the League Cup. But as the BBC's chief football reporter Ian Dennis explains, they were pushed all the way by the Championship side Cardiff.
The shootout began with Gerrard and ended with Gerrard. Stevens' first spot kick was saved, but Liverpool recovered and lifted their first trophy in 6 years when his cousin Anthony shot wide. It was a cruel way to lose in a dramatic and fluctuating final. Mason put the Championship side ahead after 19 minutes with a cool finish. Skirtle deservedly equalised on the hour. In extra time, Count drilled Liverpool ahead and then made a goal line clearance with just 3 minutes left. But Turner, 60 seconds later, stabbed in from close range to set up a nerve-wracking finale.
It was a day of mixed emotions then for the Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard, who missed a penalty and then watched his cousin Anthony suffer the same fate to hand victory and the trophy to the Premier League side.
Shankly said, Liverpool Football Club exists to win trophies. It's been 6 years since they won a trophy. The wait is over. Gerrard missed the Carling Cup of 2012 and Liverpool amassed 41 major trophies in a remarkable history. Is it the platform for further success?
Fantastic, not just for me, for everyone connected with the club. It's been too long without a trophy, and we've scraped through today by the skin of our teeth. Mixed emotions for me at the moment because, you know, Anthony missed the last pen, and all over me's family.
We can hear now from the two managers, who are both proud of their team for different reasons, in a moment the Liverpool boss Kenny Dalglish, but first the Cardiff City manager Malky Mackay.
I think in extra time to deservedly come back and score the second goal shows the courage and the belief that my players have got to take it to penalties, and then to run them so close, one of the top teams in Europe, to run them like that, as I say, I'm terrifically proud of my team.
No, it feels great. They've won a trophy. I think it's a bit of reward for everybody connected with the football club. They did everything they could, Cardiff, and I think they represented the football club very proudly. But I think overall, although it went to penalties, I think we were deserved winners.
Moving on to the Premier League, and in the North London derby, Arsenal had an amazing comeback to go from 2-0 down to beat Tottenham 5-2 at the Emirates Stadium. Goals from the Togo striker Emmanuel Adebayor and Luis Sahar put Spurs in front, but the Gunners were level before the break as Bakary Sagna and Robin Van Persie both netted. In the second half, Thomas Rosicky and then Theo Walcott twice hit the target for an emphatic win. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger admits he was a little worried when his side trailed by 2-0.
I was a bit worried that the team under pressure already would just have a problem with the morale, you know, and spirit. And we just refused to lose the game and kept going. But overall, we played a great game today.
The Tottenham manager, Harry Redknapp, has been assessing exactly what went wrong.
We were 2-0 up, but I didn't feel comfortable. I just felt we needed, you know, I was looking to get to half-time at 2-0, and I thought we'd be all right. But certainly, you know, they got back to 2-2, and then they could have gone 3-2 up before half time. They had a great chance to go 3-2 up, and they were creating all the chances, to be fair, even at 2-0. So it was always, you know, it was going to be difficult second half. Once they came back, we came in half time, it was like the lads looked like they'd just, you know, been beaten.
Harry, no other team this season has done to you what Arsenal did. Is that what's most surprising and shocking, I suppose?
They're capable of doing that to anybody. They've got the best front man in the Premier League at the moment, in Van Persie. He's absolutely on fire. I mean, that second goal was fantastic.
Ryan Giggs' late goal at Norwich was enough to earn Manchester United a 2-1 victory and cut the deficit on the Premier League leaders Manchester City to 2 points. Paul Scholes had given the visitors the lead at Carrow Road before Norwich captain Grant Holt equalised, only for Giggs to score on his 900th appearance for United.
Great day for me personally, 900 games for United, and to score the winner, you know, it couldn't have gone any better. You scored here 19 years ago for United in the Premier League. Does it still feel the same?
It feels better. I mean, you know, there's not going to be many days like this, so you savour it even more. And, you know, whether it be 19 years ago or like today, it's always great to score and score the winning goal.
The United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, says it's an amazing achievement for Giggs to still be a key player in his 900th game for the club.
To mark his 900th game with the winning goal with that and the last kick of the ball, well, it was, maybe he deserved it for the services given to our club. But we were lucky today, you know. In general terms, we made the most chances. We had some incredible chances which we missed. But in the thrust of the game, I thought Norwich were the better team.
Do you think we'll ever see the like of him again in the Premier League, this sort of longevity?
Well, I don't think so. I think that for a player to play for the one club for 900 games is exceptional. It won't be done again. Paul's goal is on 600 games or so, but he'll never reach 900 now, you know. But an amazing career, an amazing man.
In the other Premier League game on Sunday, goals from Peter Crouch and Matthew Upson gave victory to Stoke over Swansea City. The Manchester City striker Mario Balotelli has been dropped from the Italy squad for Wednesday's friendly international against the United States of America in Genoa. That's for breaking coaches Cesare Prandelli's ethical code. Prandelli says, "I don't want players who commit reaction fouls and get sent off. I don't want to see players who at the first sign of difficulty commit reaction fouls and get themselves sent off, leaving their teammates to struggle with 10 men. Balotelli has been replaced in the squad by Roma's 20-year-old striker Fabio Borini. In Spain, Real Madrid briefly moved 13 points clear at the top of La Liga. They won 1-0 at Rayo Vallecano, thanks to a Cristiano Ronaldo goal, his 29th of the campaign. But Barcelona then reduced the gap back to 10 points by beating Atletico Madrid 2-1 with goals from Daniel Alves and Lionel Messi. Elsewhere, third place Valencia lost 2-1 at home to Seville. In Italy, more problems for Inter Milan, though, as they lost their 7th game in 8 matches, going down by a goal to nil at Napoli. So move on to basketball now, and the Chicago Bulls small forward Luol Deng is going to make history when he takes the court in the All-Star game this evening. He's set to become the first British player ever to appear in the showpiece event. The BBC's Chris Mitchell is in Orlando to watch what's going on. And Chris, how big an honour is this going to be for Deng?
Well, it's less an honour, Seth, and more recognition for 8 brilliant seasons, consistent seasons in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls. He'll take to the court, as you say, in about an hour and a half from now. Right now, we're getting set for the entertainment, the pre-show entertainment with Mary J. Blige, and it's fact. The Chicago Bulls mascot, Benny the Bull, on the floor at the moment. He's just nicked the cameraman's camera and is having a bit of fun. So it's all the fun, all the razzmatazz of the All-Star taking place at the moment. But as you say, it's the first time a British player has ever made the All-Star. Good for Luol Deng, good for the Chicago Bulls, good for British basketball.
What will this mean for British basketball ahead of the Olympic Games?
Well, I just think it puts it on the map, Seth, and quite rightly so. Often, British basketball has been the butt of many a bad joke from the international basketball community and from the Americans. But now with Luol Deng, a serious contender in the NBA, and other players like Joel Freeland playing in the top league in Spain, British basketball is being taken seriously. I spoke to Luol Deng just the other day, and he seriously says that they are medal contenders for the Olympics. Perhaps not the gold, but medal contenders nonetheless. They are to be taken seriously.
Chris, thank you for the moment. Finally, some golf, and Rory McIlroy missed out on the chance to become the world number one when he lost to Hunter Mahan in the final of the WGC match play event.